With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. It's better for memory to make mistakes while learning. Making random guesses does not appear to benefit later memory for the right answer, but near-miss guesses act as stepping stones for retrieval of the correct information, and this benefit is seen in younger and older adults, says lead investigator Andre Ann Sear. Sear's paper is posted online in the Journal of Experimental Psychology, Learning, Memory, and Cognition. That paper raised eyebrows since the scientific literature has traditionally recommended that older adults avoid making mistakes, unlike their younger peers who actually benefit from them. But recent evidence from Sear and other researchers is challenging this perspective and prompting professional educators and cognitive rehabilitation clinicians to take note. Sear's latest research provides evidence that trial-and-error learning can benefit memory in both young and old when errors are meaningfully related to the right answer, and can actually harm memory when they are not. In more memory health news, dietary coca flavanols reverse age-related memory decline in healthy older adults, according to a study led by Columbia University Medical Center scientists. The study, published in the Advance Online issue of Nature Neuroscience, provides the first direct evidence that one component of age-related memory decline in humans is caused by changes in a specific region of the brain, and that this form of memory decline can be improved by dietary intervention. In the study, 37 healthy volunteers aged 50 to 69 were randomized to receive either a high flavanol diet with 900 milligrams of flavanols per day or a low flavanol diet with 10 milligrams of flavanols per day for 3 months. Brain imaging and memory tests were administered to each participant before and after the study. The high flavanol group also performed significantly better on the memory test. If a participant had the memory of a typical 60-year-old at the beginning of the study, after 3 months, that person on average had the memory of a typical 30 or 40-year-old. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Low-carb, high-fat diets may reduce seizures and tough-to-treat epilepsy. Diets high in fat and low in carbohydrates, such as ketogenic or modified Atkins diets, may reduce seizures in adults with tough-to-treat epilepsy, according to a review of the research published in Neurology, the medical journal of the American Academy of Neurology. Epilepsy is a nervous system disorder in which the nerve cells in the brain work abnormally, causing seizures. About 50 million people have epilepsy worldwide, according to the World Health Organization. The ketogenic diet consists of a ratio of fat to protein/carbohydrates of 3 or 4 to 1 by weight. The modified Atkins diet has a 1-to-1 fat-to-carbohydrate-protein ratio by weight. Scientists reviewed 5 studies of the ketogenic diet with a total of 47 people included in the analysis and 5 studies on the modified Atkins diet with 85 people included. Researchers found that across all studies, 32% of people treated with ketogenic diet and 29% of those treated with the modified Atkins diet experienced a 50% or better reduction in their seizures. 9% in the ketogenic treatment group and 5% in the modified Atkins group had a greater than 90% reduction in seizures. The positive results occurred quickly with both diets, within days to weeks. The effect persisted long-term, but unlike in children, the results did not continue after participants stopped following the diet. Side effects of both diets were similar and not serious, with weight loss being the most common side effect. 51% of the ketogenic diet group and 42% of the modified Atkins group stopped the diet before the study was completed. Unfortunately, long-term use of these diets is low because they are so limited and complicated. Most people eventually stop the diet because of the culinary and social restrictions, said study author Pavel Klein. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Dave has to say about Relief Factor.
In 1953, I was in a sawmill accident. In the hospital, they cleaned out the wound and stitched me up and sent me home without taking an x-ray. I limped for 60 years. I listened to Dr. Mixon on the radio, and I decided to order it. And 4 days later, after I received it, I couldn't believe it. For the first time in 60 years, I can walk without limping. I encourage anybody with pain to do yourself a favor and do what I did, order the product. It could work for you just like it did for me.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special 2-week quick start for only $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the 2-week quick start for only $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned today. During the first hour, we're going to be joined by Dan Trink to talk about his new book, High Intensity 300. And I can tell you something. We've been talking a lot about the importance of exercise being intense. Well, Dan, this book could have easily been called The Idiot's Guide to High Intensity Training. So we'll be talking with him shortly. Then, the top of the second hour, Dr. Jerry Mixon is going to join us for another installment of Longevity Medicine Radio. We're going to talk about how omega-3 fatty acids affect mood in a beneficial way. And then a listener of the show, Diana Carr, is going to join us for the second half of the second hour to do a little bone broth 101. You know, we've been doing shows about bone broth since Sally Fallon Morell from Weston A. Price is on the show recently. It's not as easy as you think. We're finding that out at our own home. Well, Diana Carr has some really, really good tips to help you get off to a great start with your own bone broth there at home. So let's welcome Dan Trink to the show. How you doing, Dan?
Oh, great. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I mean, this really could have been called High Intensity Training for Dummies, you know?
Yeah. You know, tried to keep it simple, tried to keep it fun. I think that's an important part of training, so... that's what that book's all about.
We just had Lou Schuler on the show yesterday. We were talking about the type of exercise modalities that actually influence longevity. And one of the things we came away with, you know, there's a lot of discussion about inactivity and activity, but when you look at general populations and then you look at athletic populations, there's some differences there. And as a result of that, the average person benefits from just being more active. But for those of us who train with great intensity, it seems that that even mitigates the effects of inactivity later in the day. So the message is starting to be promoted, something that we've known for a long time in this audience, over 10 years now, that if you're not training with intensity, if you can read a book or talk to your friend while you're training, you're not really training. What would you say to that statement?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's absolutely true. Training needs... intensity, it needs purpose, it needs focus, it needs goals. Sitting on the treadmill or the leg press reading the latest People magazine isn't going to quite do it. And I think, as you said, with kind of the popularity of high-intensity training and different gyms that have even popped up that kind of put their focus on that, I think that's becoming more part of the public consciousness and I think for the betterment of us all.
Talk about yourself. How did you get into physical culture? Where did you start this journey?
Well, I was, I was active as a kid. I played sports. I was all about basketball when I was in junior high and high school. And then I went off to college, and most adults started putting on some weight with partying and not the most active lifestyle. And that kind of carried over into a corporate job in my 20s. With a lot of traveling and a lot of dinner meetings and things like that. And I found myself in my late 20s you know, 50, 60 pounds overweight.
Wow.
Very inactive, not, you know, not playing ball anymore, not really going to the gym or going sporadically. And it was actually, I just turned 28. I was about to get married in 5 months. I was, you know, we had our wedding date set. And my wife had thrown me a great party with all this, you know, awesome fattening food. And at the end of it, I was just, fed up.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, I don't want to get married this way. So, I spent the next 5 months going to the gym and really just doing cardio training, you know, cardio cross training, you know, treadmill, Stairmaster at the time, rower, and just doing that for an hour a day, 5 days a week, and changing my diet as I thought fit. Like, I didn't really know anything, and this was kind of before the so much information was available on the Internet. So I just did what I thought I, you know, should do. And, you know, it worked. I lost about 55 pounds in 5 months, which was, you know, great and really encouraging.
Right.
To see the scale go down. But I got some pictures back from my honeymoon, and I was like, yeah, I lost 50 pounds, but, you know, I still don't look the way I wanted to look.
Right, because you didn't have that muscle structure beneath it. So you're shedding the fat. But it's like what it's really revealing is the areas that need work now.
For sure. It was, you know, the classic skinny fat thing, which was not, you know, like football players or pro wrestlers that I kind of idolized growing up, which to me that was like my ideal physique. So that really started me, I think, you know, that weight loss started me on the journey of really getting back into a fitness mindset. And then, you know, from there I became super passionate about really learning kind of the science of strength training, of how these things worked, about really delving into nutrition and nutrition that improved body composition as well as health. And that started me on, you know, a path towards that. And I became a little bit more of a weight room junkie as opposed to a cardio junkie.
Mm-hmm.
And doing some boxing and other things on the side. And just trying to do things that I enjoyed, but, you know, really became a focus and a passion. And I was still in a corporate job at the time.
Right.
And, you know, people started taking notice. They're like, what are you doing? You know, you know, people at my job would start asking me for training advice or to look at their food log or could I train, you know, come to their apartment building and train them in the gym, you know, after. And that all kind of spiraled its way into me deciding to leave the corporate job and really pursue what I was passionate about, which was fitness and, you know, helping people rather than, you know, just trying to take people's money.
Who were your mentors? Who were the people that you looked to endow you with the knowledge that you built the foundation of what you do today on?
So I was fortunate enough to take a job fairly early on in my training career at a place that I'm still at now, which is called Peak Performance in New York City.
That's Joe Dowdell's place, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, he's been on the show a couple times, too.
Right. So Joe was a huge mentor to me. You know, I kind of started shadowing him around and picking his brain about training programs and really seeing how training should be organized, both in a training session and in a whole program. So Joe really taught me about that. And I became an avid reader of everything from, you know, websites like T-Nation, where I learned about guys like Charles Poliquin and Tudor Bompa and people who really laid down the foundations of training systems and were kind of the early continuing education people for trainers, to guys like Charles Staley, and then even reading, you know, the old translated Soviet texts by like Verkhoshansky and people
right.
like that, you know, Mel Siff's Super Training. So I tried to, I was given a very, through my relationship with Joe and through the internet kind of becoming a good source of information, I was turned on to really good sources really early on, and I think that was hugely beneficial.
And then you apply, and so many of them had overlapping areas of consistency in each other, so you could see how they would all fit together, and then you ended up basically distilling your own approach from all of those.
For sure, and I think that's what all, you know, great trainers and great professionals do. You take knowledge from everyone, you put your own spin on it, You do it in a way that makes sense to you, and you kind of develop your own philosophy and system. And that's definitely, you know, what happened. I wouldn't say that I train the way Joe trains or the way Charles trains, but I've definitely taken information from those people and kind of found my own way with it.
It's all about furthering the process. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the book, High Intensity 300. I love this book. It's actually found its way into my gym bag, so that should tell you something. You can get the book by going to superhumanradio.com. At the bottom of the homepage, you'll find it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Dan Trink.
Plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Okay, was geht ab? Guten Morgen, es ist 7:30 hier auf We Got Soul FM. Und ich habe hier einen heißen Track für einen heißen Tag. Max, sehr schön, dass du wieder da bist, Löwe.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dan Trink. We're talking about a really great book called High Intensity 300. You know, we talk a lot about books on this show. But you know what? You are not going to progress in your training or in your life unless you're reading books about the things that you desire to be better at. The only difference between you and a doctor are the books he's read. Think about that. That's what a college education to become a doctor is. They sit in class, they read textbooks, they talk about them, they learn. Well, you can learn everything you need to learn, but you got to buy a book once in a while. You can't learn anything if you're sitting home thinking you know it all already, because you don't. Okay, with that being said, intensity has become a buzzword today. So back in the day, when Nautilus was first emerging, high-intensity training was talked about, but that modality that Arthur Jones talked about was taking a single movement, a resistance movement, and loading it with so much weight that you could only do a few reps, and you had to struggle just to do those few reps, and that was it. Then high-intensity cardio came in, and we started talking about intensity in a different way. We're talking about getting the heart pumping, taking it to new extremes, taking VO2 max to its limits as average people, not athletes. Now we have CrossFit, which kind of brought both of those styles, if you will, together and tried to marry them the best they can. And I see your book as even an emergence from that. I think that what you've done is said, look, It doesn't have to be, quote unquote, in the box of CrossFit, no pun intended. It doesn't have to be in the box of you got to get on a elliptical machine and blast off for, you know, 60 seconds and walk for a minute. And it doesn't have to be taking a movement to complete and utter failure. There is a universe of opportunity in training, but training with intensity. I really love the book, I got to tell you. It's in my gym bag. I had to go out to the car to get it for the interview because it was in my gym bag. So, but speak to what I just said about intensity. Intensity, like core training, has lost its meaning. Intensity is at the possibility of losing its meaning as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, I define intensity in the book in three ways because I think, all of them need to be covered. And like you said, I think it's a little bit of a gray area now. It's just been open for such wide interpretation as to what intensity is. But, you know, we discuss intensity as intensity of load. So the amount of weight you're lifting, even relative to, let's say, your one rep max, that's a way of describing intensity. There's intensity of effort, which I think is the way most people look at intensity, is how hard am I working? And then I also utilize something called intensity of muscle contraction, which I mean I think is a way of gauging how hard you're working in more of strength-based training but higher rep-based strength training. So things we find more typical in like the muscle-building hypertrophy rep ranges as opposed to the one or two rep max intensities that are, you know, usually thought about when we think about intensity of load.
Okay.
And I think all three of those things and achieving intensity in all three of those things are really important for a well-rounded training program.
Can you achieve all three of those in the same routine?
Usually not. I mean, or maybe not in a way that's the most beneficial.
Right.
So I think what I've done and what the book does is it takes those principles and kind of the traditional principles of exercise science of block periodization or taking one main focus and working on that for several weeks or months. So using the principles of intensity, but still giving you a focus for a certain amount of time so you can kind of get the most out of training and you're not just, you know, experiencing training ADD of jumping from thing to thing.
Okay, so now let's talk a little bit about, you know, this morning, I didn't do a routine from the book this morning because I wasn't supposed to train this morning, but I decided to go in and just do some steady state cardio, which I think is important periodically, especially at my age, you know, keeping the heart in good shape. And then I thought, you know, instead of doing intervals, I think I'm going to go deadlift and squat. And so I loaded the bar with a weight that I could easily handle for 10 reps. And then I, in both movements, and I did five sets of 10 reps, superset with only 1 minute of rest in between. And I got my heart pumping. I mean, this was for me a very intense, a session. And then I started thinking, how is this any different than me sprinting for 30 seconds and walking for 45? aren't I receiving some of the same cardiovascular benefits from a weightlifting session like that?
Oh, for certain. I mean, I think that's a great example of how, you know, using non-traditional cardio equipment, you know, using traditional strength equipment for a cardio-based training session can work. You know, obviously the difference is there you are dealing with load in your example, which you're not dealing with on the treadmill. So you have to take that into account, I think, for your overall plan. But for certain, it's engaging. It'll give you those cardiovascular benefits. It'll also give you, you know, strength training benefits, or at the very least, you know, the preservation of muscle mass, which sometimes, you know, can be dicey if you do too much treadmill or unloaded cardiovascular work.
Right.
So I think, you know, what you're describing is great. And most people, vast majority of people, just get tired or bored with traditional cardio. There's a reason that, you know, there's 800 TVs in the cardio section because people want to be distracted while
right.
they do it.
Right.
Well, if you know you have a barbell on your back, the last thing you want to do is be distracted. So I think it gives your training a little bit more focus, a little bit more engagement, and then there's all those additional physical benefits as well.
Am I going out on a limb? And obviously you didn't say this, I'm saying it. But wouldn't you say that this is a book for anybody who doesn't necessarily want to join a CrossFit gym or wants to experience all the benefits of high-intensity, loaded training?
I would say that's exactly what it is. And, I mean, I think that's, you know, when I started working with Human Kinetics on the book, that's kind of where we started. But, you know, we wanted to make it, you know, something with high variety, which I think something is...
Yeah, it's so much more. It's so much more. It really is. It's so much more.
Yeah, we wanted something with high intensity, high variety, people, and high frequency. So people who could and wanted to train often, you know, could handle these short, tough workouts, you know, and move on with their lives. So we wanted it to be that, but also wanted it to follow the principles of exercise science. So, you know, there is periodization in there where you're working on, you know, specific goals for specific times. You know, we are using the appropriate exercises for the rep ranges and strength qualities that they were designed
right,
for.
Right.
You know, so
you're not going to push people into a place of fatigue where form suffers and injury is right around the corner. That's one of the things I really like about the book.
Yeah, and you know, obviously, you know, the person who stays healthiest and uninjured can train the longest and train the hardest. So I think that should be something that you should always take into account when you're engaging in a training program, right? Can I stay healthy? Will this make me bulletproof? Can I stay injury-free so I can keep training? And then, you know, using the right tools for the right job. You know, there's plenty of ways to get fatigued and get tired without putting yourself at risk.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
So why not do that?
And there's a lot of nice things about this book I want to talk about. I want to take a quick commercial break. I want to also give you a chance to plug your website. Give the audience your website.
Sure. So you can find out more about me at www.trinkfitness.com.
T-R-I-N-K Fitness. Okay. And, of course, you can get the book at superhumanradio.com. It really is a great book. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you what I really like about this book and why I think it's a must-have for everybody out there. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional
supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
When you're training, if you want to experience intensity, you don't hold back. Buy Dan Trink's book, High Intensity 300. One of the things I really love about this book is the reason it's called 300 is there are 300 different training routines in here, number one. And each one has three different levels of intensity based on experience. You've got Dan takes a particular session, gives you a very easy alternative, a normal alternative, and a let's push yourself a little bit alternative. And he helps you at the beginning of the book assess where you're going to belong now and as you progress, because he gives you ways to assess where you are right this minute. I love this. This is a big problem within the fitness industry. So a guy comes in and says, oh, do the bench press. Well, what should I be benching? I don't know. What feels good to you? Really? And Dan gives you a way to assess where you are at the moment when you get started, and says in the book, you start where you are. If you can't do these things, here's the alternatives. If you can do them, do this. If you can do them easy, then you can go for the gusto. I love that.
Yeah, well, I think just like you said, people, you know, need to know where they are to know where they can get started. And I think the other thing about the assessments is it's nice. It gives you a baseline. It gives you a baseline of strength. It gives you a baseline of, you know, fitness ability, cardiovascular ability. It's a way of testing these things. And then what's nice is, you know, it's a way of, you know, me putting my money where my mouth is, because I then take you through all these training programs and I say, go do the assessments again and see if you improved. I mean, that's kind of a real simple way to see if the training's working and if you're getting anywhere. And it's also a nice way of saying, like, hey, I had to do the easy options for the first 3 months. I reassessed, and now I'm ready for the standard options. Or, you know, I'm ready for the step-it-up options, and now I can take it, you know, even to another level. So, you know, I think we go to the gym sometimes, and we just go and mindlessly do our thing, but we never see if we're really getting anywhere or improving. And I think, you know, this kind of gives us a built-in way of doing that.
Have you ever thought, and I asked you this off the air, have you ever thought about making one of those calendars where every day you tear the page off, take it to the gym, and you do that routine?
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be kind of a great idea. I know, you know, the book, you know, like you said, you got, it's 300 workouts. You got to kind of carry it around in your gym bag. So I think we have to come up with some sort of creative solution that just allows you to grab one and take it to the gym and go with you.
Well, once somebody buys the book and understands, they get through the book, right? Then you could do a calendar for every year where you change up the routines, you know, and you switch things around where you're doing this on that day, where last year you did something different. I mean, I see a real opportunity to do that, to really super simplify it, not to steal from CrossFit, but, you know, they have the workout of the day, right?
Right.
Well,
exactly.
You could turn it into a calendar and make it the high intensity 300 of the day, or whatever you want to call it, where people just go, let me get what this is what I'm doing today. They take that page with them. They already know what the movements are because they've been through the book one time.
Right. Right. Simplifying. Oh, maybe that'll be a good year two option.
Yeah, I think you should do it. I think that would be great.
Yeah.
Okay, so the book takes you only have 300 routines because you're also saying, look, you need time off. I'm not going to give you 365 workouts because you should be taking time off. So let's talk about a little bit about time off and recovery, how it fits into intensity training. Is it more important, less important, or just as important for any other training style?
I think recovery, you know, just like intensity over the last 10 years, our understanding of recovery, how important it is, how individualized it is has come to the forefront, which I think is great, because I think it's, you know, a huge kind of missing link for people. I mean, the things that are nice about this the training programs in this book is, even though they're intense, they're short. Everyone is designed to pretty much have you in and out of the gym in 30 minutes, and which allows for the high frequency. I mean, 300 training sessions in 365 days is actually quite a bit more than most people do. But this kind of shorter duration, higher variety allows for high frequency. But certainly recovery factors have to be in place. And some people will be able to do 300 workouts in the year, and some people might only get through 200, and you know, like I kind of say in the introduction of the book, that's fine. You know, I want people to get out of the book what's, you know, best for them. But certainly proper nutrition, proper sleep, I would say, are one and two, and kind of miles away from everything else as far as recovery goes. And then you have your other factors, which are, you know, massage, foam rolling, supplements, and all the other things you can do to, you know, live a healthy lifestyle and get yourself ready for the next training session.
So do you have a favorite routine in the book, something that you love? Maybe you've done it over and over again because you like it so much.
You know, I don't know if I have a favorite. I go through a bunch of things. You know, I'm really captivated by the Olympic lifts, and I, you know, have them peppered through the book here and there. I find that they're, you know, a great way of getting, you know, power, strength, speed, all in one movement. And they're really technical, which I think makes them fun, especially for people who are in the, you know, kind of have been in the gym for a while and maybe looking for a new challenge, as opposed to kind of the more primal, basic, less neurologically demanding movements. But if I had to say one, there is one that I have in there that takes a front squat, starts with a certain weight, which is a percentage of your body weight, and then you do two reps every minute on the minute. So at the top of every minute, you do two reps, and then each minute you add 5 pounds, and you just keep going until you see where your maximal is. So it's kind of great in that, you know, you think, oh, two reps every minute, not that big a deal. But with something as demanding as the front squat, and then, you know, the weight just keeps adding incrementally, you know, it's a nice way of testing, you know, your strength, obviously, but also your work capacity and your mental fortitude to just, you know, keep going and keep putting weight on the bar. And I just like, you know, workouts like that that are a little bit more of a challenge.
Challenging, yeah.
And it shows people that challenging doesn't necessarily have to mean complicated. I mean, you're taking one movement and, you know, you're getting a really hard training session out of it. So, you know, I'm kind of drawn to things like that. There's plenty of, you know, big variety, giant circuits in the book that I think are also really beneficial in, you know, working a lot of different movement patterns, which I think.
Well, and I want to mention, I don't want to gloss over that. So, you know, I don't want people to take away from this that this is just a book like CrossFit. It's not. Unlike CrossFit, Dan exposes you to movements you've never done before, things that use bands. I mean, you really one of the things I like about this book is you force people to expand their repertoire of what they consider training and things that they probably have never done. Maybe they've seen other people do them, but it's like, no, you've got to do this today. And like, oh, and you may find out that while you've poo-pooed something that someone else has done, you suck at it because you've never done it before, and that's a challenge.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think CrossFit's done a great job of, you know, reintroducing people to the barbell.
Absolutely.
And some great, great basic movements that, you know, I love that are, you know, highly featured in the book. But, you know, what we've done is we've taken other things that, you know, that maybe are, you know, sitting and collecting dust in the gym that are really valuable pieces of equipment that, you know, almost everybody has access to. I mean, you know, I've crushed people with a foam roller before, you know, making them do, you know, different kinds of ab variety exercises, which are actually featured in the book. So it doesn't necessarily have to be this, like, extreme load type of thing. There's a lot of ways to skin the cat. And like you mentioned, I think that's one of the nice things about the book is we get to, you know, expose people to a lot of different modalities and pieces of equipment and different ways of training.
Well, and even just body weight, right? The impeccable workout is mostly body weight stuff. I mean, it's just, I mean, every, and I love the names. I mean, they're so funny. I mean, but every day's workout has a unique name that's a play on words at what the goal of the workout is. I think that's brilliant. It makes it fun. I mean, you know why? Because we talk about on this show all the time that we need to integrate fun back into our workouts.
Yeah,
it's got to be fun, and this book is fun. It takes it and makes it fun. You wake up in the morning, you're doing something you never did before, you're challenging yourself, and you know what? When you do something that you didn't do before, that makes it fun. It's different.
Yeah.
Variety.
Yeah.
Variety is
yeah,
the spice of life.
I agree with you. You know, it's just, you know, you're in the gym too often not to have a good time while you're doing
yeah.
it. So, of course, work hard and get the benefits and the results you want out of it, but there's nothing wrong with, you know, a workout being fun and engaging and having a good time with it. You know, those aren't mutually exclusive.
You can get the book by going to superhumanradio.com. It's at the bottom of the homepage. If you're listening to this show months after it's aired, just go to our Amazon link at the top and you'll find it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's whey isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Viz since 1935.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dan Trink about his book, High Intensity 300. It's a great book with 300 different routines. And you know what? It's not, oh yeah, he just has you do squats in a different way, or you're doing bodyweight stuff, you're doing band stuff, you're doing plyometric stuff, you're doing everything that you could imagine, everything that you probably have never done before in part of your workout, and it's all in there. And then for those of you who are the hardcore, you know, lifters, he's got one exercise challenge, the barbell bench press. You like to bench press? Well, how about bench pressing for 25 minutes straight? I love that, right? He's doing, you're doing sets of eight with very, very little rest in between. It's density training. How many sets of eight can you do in a lot of period of time? That's density training. And you know what? That's hypertrophy training too. That will make your muscles scream, stretch fascia, force blood into muscles. I mean, this is insane stuff. So it's almost like if you had, you know, like a slot machine, right? And it had all these different exercises, and you pulled it one day, and it just gives you, it just matches these things up for no reason, rhyme, or whatever. And these are things you've never done before. Boom. Dan does it on 300 different routines. I mean, I love this. This is what we need.
Yeah. The other thing that's nice is, if you know, with that, number of exercises, there might be something that you come across that, you know, you don't know what it is or how to do it. But I actually, you know, each workout has a featured exercise that we go through in detail how to perform the exercise, you know, correctly and safely. So there is no exercise in the book that isn't, you know, kind of a step-by-step description of how to get it done and how to do it most effectively, along with, you know, a couple of, you know, tricks of the trade on, you know, maybe how to get a little bit more out of your bench press, or, you know, how to deadlift a little bit more weight, and little tweaks and things that you can do to improve your technique and your form. So, you know, that's all in there as well.
Well, another thing that we didn't mention, which is at the very beginning of the book, is you teach people how to perform dynamic stretches. Dynamic stretches are becoming the right way to stretch. We know that static stretching, especially cold, could compromise muscle. There's a lot of arguing going back and forth of whether it actually makes you more prone to injury. There's research out there that shows you that it impairs contractile force. That's not what Dan is suggesting. You know what? These stretches I've never known about. I'm starting to use them. These will help me in everyday life. They're great stretching routines that you have in here.
Yeah, you know, I feel like even though we're going on kind of a limited time or, you know, quick turnaround workouts, you know, everybody feels better when they do some sort of warm-up. So, you know, low risk, no load, just using body weight to stretch, like you said, no long holds or anything, just moving through some ranges of motion, you know, to help you with flexibility, but more than even that, just to prepare you for the training session ahead. You know, nobody wants to just pick up a heavy bar and go, or even if you do, it might not be the best idea. So, you know, spending 5-6 minutes of the training session, getting yourself warmed up, getting those muscles activated. You know, each workout has a warm-up routine that's designed to activate the muscles that you're most likely to use in that training session. So, you know, it's stretching, but it's not, you know, the old school PE class stretching. You know, it's stuff that will get you warm, get you moving, and kind of turn on the things that you're going to need to be successful in that day's training.
And ironically, the one stretching movement, dynamic stretching movement, that really does hit just about everything is called the world's greatest stretch. I love this.
Yeah, that was, you know, I did not humbly come up with that name. You know, I've learned that along the way, but, you know, it kind of turns everything on. You know, if you just have one stretch that you can do in the beginning of a workout, if you're really pressed for time, you know, that's a great go-to because, you know, everything gets hit real efficiently and real quickly, and, you know, you're ready to move on.
How many times should people, how many reps of a dynamic stretch like the world's greatest stretch should someone perform, you think?
So, you know, in the beginning of each workout, I actually give like a rep scheme for each of those dynamic warm-ups. But, you know, if they're unilateral things, you know, 5 per side, 8 per side, or if they're bilateral things, you know, 8 to 10 total, I think that usually gets the job done, you know. And if you're holding these positions for 2 seconds each, you know, you're talking about, you know, a whole 20, 30 seconds worth of work. It really, no excuse not to get it done.
How long has the book been out, Dan?
So the book came out really about a month ago. It started shipping. People who were doing pre-orders received them. It's been getting really good feedback and really good reviews on it, so I'm really happy. You know, we worked on the book for over 2 years from when we first started concepting it to since it's been out. As you can imagine, writing this many workouts in this kind of detail takes some time. So it's nice to see that that people are enjoying it after putting that much time into it.
Real quick, plug your website again, because I just got a message on Facebook. What's your website?
Sure. So the website is Trink Fitness, TRINKFITNESS, and that's just one word, .com.
Yeah, I got a message on Facebook just now that somebody tried to go to the website, and I'm doing it myself. It says error established at database connection, so you may have to have your maybe you got hit real hard just now. I don't know.
Maybe. But,
I'll have your webmaster take a look at that, okay?
Will do.
And that will be back up shortly. But you can get the book by going to superhumanradio.com. It's on the homepage. It's a fantastic book. You know, there's lots of books out there that talk about training concepts. And a lot of people read them and walk away from them with very little of actual actionable steps that they can then integrate into their own routine. Most training books out there are more conceptual. But this is a training book that will allow you to train with great intensity, receive the benefits of intensity, and you don't have to think about, well, how do I integrate this? It gives you the routine from start to finish. You just follow it at your own performance level and progress. And it gives you a different workout every single day. And, you know, look, maybe you come to a workout, you go, man, I don't want to do this workout today. I just don't feel it. Fine. Then dog ear that one. Either go back to an earlier one randomly or go forward to one and then come back to that one another time. Because, you know, we all feel those days where we didn't sleep good. It's like, oh, man, I got to train legs today. I don't think so. I think I'm going to train legs next week. I'm going to do something else today. Then do it. But you have 300 different workouts. And as you get deeper into the book, they progress in intensity and difficulty, so you will progress It's a great book. It's really a great book because of what I said at the beginning of the show. It's high intensity for dummies. It takes all the, how do I do this? What do I do? It takes it all out. Dan lays it out for you. Just follow the information on a nice little page that has everything listed there. Very, very short, very easy, very simple. Boom. I love it.
Yeah, we want to do something, I give some background as to why these things work and the theory behind intensity training. And I mean, I think that's all important, but, for mostly we wanted it to be really actionable. And something that you could just pick up and go to the gym and be excited about training and, get it done and feel great afterwards. So that's really the vast, vast majority of what the book's about.
If you're a personal trainer, buy this book. Buy this book and allow your clients to benefit from this. Have fun. Take a workout out of Dan's. We used to have a saying when I was in sales, you mind if I tear a page out of your book, meaning I'm going to copy a presentation that you used or someone else used that worked. Well, tear a page out of Dan's book, literally, and bring it and show it to your client. Say, hey, we're going to do this today. I mean, this is really, this will help you create a greater degree of diversity in the way you train and the way you train people. So if people are in the New York area, I'm assuming that you also offer personal training as well?
I do.
And how would someone reach you? Through Trink Fitness, or should they call the gym, or...
Yeah, I mean, you could reach me through the website. Hopefully I have it back up and running. Or you can just email me at dan@trinkfitness.com.
Okay. And obviously, let's go ahead and plug the gym as well there in New York. Where is it located?
Sure. So it's Peak Performance. The website is peakperformancenyc.com. We're located on 21st Street, right off 6th Avenue.
Cool.
Incredible sports performance training facility, personal training only, so it's just one-on-one. Joe, the owner here, has done a great job of laying out the space and getting all the kind of latest and greatest and most fun equipment, and it's just an incredible training environment. So
yeah, Joe Dowdell's a good dude. He's been on the show a couple times, and he definitely is someone that you can listen to and not worry about whether or not he's trying to blow smoke on you, because he only does things that work. So there you go.
Yeah.
It's a great book. I think people should go out and get it. Go to superhumanradio.com and get it. High Intensity 300, and have fun working out again. Bring fun back into the equation. That's what I say.
Yeah, for sure.
Dan, thanks so much for being on the show. Did we miss anything, Dan?
No, I think we covered it all, and it's been my pleasure being on, and I appreciate you having me.
Okay, and tell all of your clients to listen to the show, Dan.
Will do.
Okay, thanks a lot, man.
You got it.
All right, bye-bye. All right, so there you have it. Great interview, High Intensity 300. Like I said, it's in my gym bag. There's a reason, because I'm using it. You should use it, too. Go to superhumanradio.com, check it out. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Jerry Mixon for another installment of Longevity Medicine Radio. We're going to talk about how fish oil and omega-3s, more specifically, highly purified form of fish oil, affect mood and the things that you need to know about it. Also, we've gotten a lot of questions about Dr. Mixon's product, Relief Factor. I've gotten emails and on Facebook, and we're going to answer those questions so everyone can benefit from them. So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, oxalate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. It's better for memory to make mistakes while learning. Making random guesses does not appear to benefit later memory for the right answer, but near-miss guesses act as stepping stones for retrieval of the correct information, and this benefit is seen in younger and older adults, says lead investigator Andre Ann Sear. Sear's paper is posted online in the Journal of Experimental Psychology, Learning, Memory, and Cognition. That paper raised eyebrows since the scientific literature has traditionally recommended that older adults avoid making mistakes, unlike their younger peers who actually benefit from them. But recent evidence from Sear and other researchers is challenging this perspective and prompting professional educators and cognitive rehabilitation clinicians to take note. Sear's latest research provides evidence that trial and error learning can benefit memory in both young and old when errors are meaningfully related to the right answer, and can actually harm memory when they are not. In more memory health news, dietary coca flavanols reverse age-related memory decline in healthy older adults, according to a study led by Columbia University Medical Center scientists. The study, published in the advanced online issue of Nature Neuroscience, provides the first direct evidence that one component of age-related memory decline in humans is caused by changes in a specific region of the brain, and that this form of memory decline can be improved by dietary intervention. In the study, 37 healthy volunteers aged 50 to 69 were randomized to receive either a high flavanol diet with 900 milligrams of flavanols per day or a low flavanol diet with 10 milligrams of flavanols per day for 3 months. Brain imaging and memory tests were administered to each participant before and after the study. The high flavanol group also performed significantly better on the memory test. If a participant had the memory of a typical 60-year-old at the beginning of the study, after 3 months, that person on average had the memory of a typical 30- or 40-year-old. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Sherry has to say about Relief Factor.
Last year, I had my right and my left hip replaced. Everything went well with the surgery, but I was having pains in my thighs. I thought maybe this system might be helpful to me. So I ordered some, and kind of like a miracle, I don't have pain in my thighs at all anymore. And for anyone out there that has aches or pains from whatever exercise surgery, they should give it a try because it worked for me, and it will more than likely work for you, too.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special 2-week quick start for only $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the 2-week quick start for only $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Low-carb, high-fat diets may reduce seizures and tough-to-treat epilepsy. Diets high in fat and low in carbohydrates, such as ketogenic or modified Atkins diets, may reduce seizures in adults with tough-to-treat epilepsy, according to a review of the research published in Neurology, the medical journal of the American Academy of Neurology. Epilepsy is a nervous system disorder in which the nerve cells in the brain work abnormally, causing seizures. About 50 million people have epilepsy worldwide, according to the World Health Organization. The ketogenic diet consists of a ratio of fat to protein/carbohydrates of 3 or 4 to 1 by weight.
The modified Atkins diet has a 1-to-1 fat to carbohydrate protein ratio by weight. Scientists reviewed 5 studies of the ketogenic diet with a total of 47 people included in the analysis and 5 studies on the modified Atkins diet with 85 people included. Researchers found that across all studies, 32% of people treated with ketogenic diet and 29% of those treated with the modified Atkins diet experienced a 50% or better reduction in their seizures. 9% in the ketogenic treatment group and 5% in the modified Atkins group had a greater than 90% reduction in seizures. The positive results occurred quickly with both diets, within days to weeks. The effect persisted long-term, but unlike in children, the results did not continue after participants stopped following the diet. Side effects of both diets were similar and not serious, with weight loss being the most common side effect. 51% of the ketogenic diet group and 42% of the modified Atkins group stopped the diet before the study was completed. Unfortunately, long-term use of these diets is low because they are so limited and complicated. Most people eventually stop the diet because of the culinary and social restrictions, said study author Pavel Klein. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
You wanna rumble in my jungle?
Welcome back. Another installment of Longevity Medicine Radio with Dr. Jerry Mixon. How you doing, Dr. Mixon?
Oh, as always, I'm doing scandalously well, and, you know, most men enjoy being a bit scandalous, so it works well.
There you go. I like that one. All right, so we want to pick up on, and again, we're hitting hard and hitting home on the chronic inflammation issue, because this is a bigger issue than most people think. I want to share something. So remember last time I had you on the show, I said, I traveled, but yet I saw I was losing water weight, and I wondered if I have lost 4 pounds. I've been taking 3 relief factors a day, as you advised. I've lost 4 pounds, and it's all water weight that I've lost. I can see that because I can see I'm more vascular. And people always talk about being more vascular. Well, guess what? If you get rid of the water that's underneath the skin, you'll see your veins again. But more importantly, I just noticed this day before yesterday. Generally, when I get out of bed in the morning, I have some aches and pains in my glutes, my hamstrings, and my lower back, and also in the lowest portion of my calves near my ankles. And day before yesterday, I noticed that I didn't feel them, and I didn't feel it again this morning. And I thought, well, maybe I'm fine. I think the problem with chronic inflammation is people think, number one, you can take just one thing and it will work. And number two, it works quickly. But as you pointed out, it's harder to get inflammation under control than keeping it under control.
Absolutely true. Your chronic inflammation, by definition, is chronic. It's been there a long time, and your body accommodates to it. And I'd like to point out a couple of things with what you just said, though. You have lost some water weight. That's true. Inflammation triggers a cortisol response. Your adrenal glands kick out cortisol in response to the inflammation. The corticosteroids are the ultimate anti-inflammatory drugs. And whenever you've got an inflammatory process, your adrenals raise your cortisol levels in response to that. The cortisol causes fluid retention, but it also shifts your metabolism towards fat, and it causes your muscles to get weaker. So when we suppress your long-term inflammatory reaction, yes, you will lose water weight, but you should also lose some fat weight.
Interesting.
And your muscles should get stronger because you're losing some of that corticosteroid effect on the muscles.
Well, now you just opened up a whole different discussion that we weren't prepared to, but I want to involve. I know Dr. Mixon's going.
But we can go there.
Okay, so we know that allergies are on the rise, and we know that part of the this new model where people are developing more and more allergies has a lot to do with stress and cortisol. We know that people are under stress. Cortisol runs wild. The body becomes immune to its own cortisol, and allergies start to peak up. So do you think, have you seen in your experience that when someone suppresses, gets their chronic inflammation into line, because we're not talking about suppressing inflammation, we're talking about resolving it faster, and their cortisol levels start to come down. Have you seen people start to say, you know, I don't have those allergies anymore?
Yes. You know, the chronically elevated cortisol levels just throws a monkey wrench into the immune system. On the one hand, your immune system becomes less effective at finding and killing appropriate pathogens, which is why you know, your doctors always warn you against getting cortisone shots too often for, you know, bursitis or arthritis.
Right.
Because it suppresses your immune response and you become more susceptible to virtually every infection on the planet. But in addition, what you're really doing is you're suppressing part of the T regulatory cells. And the Tregs are involved in telling your body what they should and should not attack. And so that chronic elevated cortisol both inhibits your ability to fight infections, but it also decreases your body's ability to tell self from non-self.
Mm.
And you are more likely to trigger autoimmune disease and allergic reactions.
I was just going to say, it sounds like a prescription to develop autoimmune disease, because we know autoimmune diseases are related to what I like to call the cellular innocent bystander phenomenon, where good cells are attacked because they look like the cells that shouldn't be in the body.
That's
interesting.
Right.
Interesting. Okay, let's go ahead and answer a few listener questions, and then we're going to move on to mood and chronic inflammation for a minute.
Okay.
We've gotten questions from several listeners asking if you ship outside the United States. The answer is?
The answer is yes, we ship. I've got some customers in Singapore and in China. Interestingly, however, depending on how fast they want it, the shipping cost may be more than the product. But
okay.
Yes, we do it.
Okay.
You know, and it's kind of funny. I had a customer. In fact, I have a customer who will be coming from China here in the near future. He's actually so delighted with the product that he wants to carry it in China. But he's telling me I have to raise the price. Because in China, among the upscale folks, he said anything under $100 a box is considered to be fake.
Ah.
And so if you're going to get a good American product in China, he wants it at $100 to $150 a box.
Wow.
Instead of the $49.95.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
So I've told him, sure, I'm happy to charge more in China. It doesn't break my heart.
Another question that we've gotten is, where are the fish harvested from that you use to make your highly concentrated omega-3 capsules?
They are harvested off the coast of Scandinavia in the North Sea waters. And then they're tested carefully for both pesticides, mercury, all heavy metals.
Okay.
They go through a molecular distillation process in which virtually all of the fat, almost all of the oil and fat is removed, and you're left with the concentrated omega-3s that are essentially heavy metal-free, pesticide-free, about as pure as you can get on planet Earth.
Now, I want to attest to something, and I'm going to do it right now. Wait a minute. Guess what I'm doing, Dr. Mixon? Guess what?
Well, let me guess. You're biting into one of those omegas.
So this is what I do, right? I mean, there is a slight
taste of fish. It's but it's ever so slight. And also, the oil inside the capsules is so light. It's so thin. It's not that gooey, thick, fishy oil stuff that you get when you buy a fish oil product at Costco or something like that. This is a highly refined form using fish oil to render a high concentration of omega-3 fatty acids. I bite them regularly because I'll tell you why. I believe that my stomach will benefit from the omega-3s, and I understand the enteric coating is to get it down deep enough where most people won't even have the possibility of burping any up. But I'm all I want the anti-inflammatory effects to affect my gut as well. You think that's a mistake of mine?
No, no. I mean, I have patients actually who can't swallow pills worth a hoot and who throw it into a blender and blend it into a smoothie.
Yeah.
You know, when I first heard that, I kind of raised my eyebrows and said, who the heck wants a salmon smoothie? But it turns out that there is virtually no taste to it.
You don't taste it. This is
fine
this,
with me.
I've tasted fish oils before. I happen to be one of those people that likes to bite things and see what they really taste like. This is the most amazing omega-3 capsule I've ever had. It does not, there's a hint. That's the only way you'd know that it came from fish oil. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Mixon about mood and the effects of chronic inflammation on mood and dementia. In the meantime, go to relieffactor.com and get your trial kit. It's a two-week starter kit, three packages a day for the first week, two for the second week for $19.95. Try it yourself. See what I'm learning. It's a process, but you will notice the difference, I can promise you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Jerry has to say about Relief Factor.
I spend a lot of time working in my yard, and a lot of aches and pains develop from that. And it doesn't happen anymore because of Relief Factor. I take it, and when I get up in the morning, there's no pain. And I try to get everyone I know to get started because I know it can help them. Plus, my son, who's 43 years old, has shoulder pain all the time. At least he had shoulder pain all the time until I got him started. I tell everyone I meet who has aches and pains to try Relief Factor. It sure worked for me.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special two-week quick start for only $19.95, go to relieffactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the two-week quick start for only $19.95 at relieffactor.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of crealkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's
time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. You know, Relief Factor isn't just for you, it's for your family too. This next discussion,
absolutely.
Yeah, this next discussion may make you think of a loved one. So, inflammation and chronic inflammation has been associated with so many diseases. One, most importantly, is dementia. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely. Dementia, but you know, also depression, which is why you know, we brought up mood, but also cognition. A lot of your listeners, clearly these are health conscious, they work out, they exercise, and most people are familiar with the endorphin release effect, you know, from a good hard workout. You walk out of the gym or you finish your ride and you're saying, damn, I feel good.
Right.
Which of course is part of what we're shooting for. But chronic inflammation, that high cortisol response, initially gives you a euphoria, but it leads to neuron death. Brain cells die faster in a high cortisol environment, and they're more susceptible to almost any and all trauma, and that includes the hippocampus, which helps to control our mood and memory. And so people with high cortisol levels with long-term inflammatory processes going on from arthritis or muscle strain or almost anything that results in pain and irritation and inflammation ends up with a chronic low-grade depressive state and significant memory problems that get accelerated with age. You know, I thought it was kind of interesting. Two breaks ago, you had a commercial in which you talked about a study that was just published recently.
Oh yeah, the news at the flavonoids.
The cocoa flavonoids.
Yeah.
And indeed, those did help age-related memory loss, and they did it by goosing the metabolism in the hippocampus. But I also noticed that in that paper, when I read the original paper, they had not just the cocoa flavonoids, but they also included catechins.
Which are antioxidants in a way, right? Anti-inflammatory antioxidants.
Well, yes, or the catechins that are found commonly in green tea.
Tea, right.
Yeah, and which is why green tea is my favorite beverage. My staff says I'm the man most likely to bleed green tea when injured. But
that's funny.
But that epigallic catechin gallate 3 is a great catechin for memory and suppression of inflammation.
Those of us without the nimble tongue of Dr. Mixon just call it ECGC, right?
That's right. Absolutely. It's just I work with this stuff all day, every day for decades, and so it's just kind of burned into my frontal lobes. But when I designed the Relief Factor, one of the things I had in mind was my father, who was overweight, did not exercise, did not watch his diet, smoked, had had 3 strokes, a heart attack, diabetes, and prostate cancer. What are you going to do? He's a total disaster. And he would do nothing that I told him to do because, after all, he changed my diaper and cleaned up my shitty bottom. The last thing he's going to do is take advice from me. But the reality is, I got tired of hearing the same story for the 142nd time. And I think most of your audience can empathize, I guess, with older family members and friends that start repeating themselves over and over and over again. And for them, they're telling the story for the first time.
Yeah.
And part of that is that effect of chronic inflammatory changes on their brain. And I don't want that. So when I designed this relief factor, I was specifically looking for ways to decrease that inflammation, to preserve those neurons, to help those neurons to trigger new neurite growth so you get better connections between the brain cells and help protect yourself against that age-related cognitive decline.
Yeah, and we've done shows specifically about the effects of chronic inflammation on brain function, on cognition, on mood, and so on. So this is clear. And, you know, we keep talking about, people will say, at the root of every disease is chronic inflammation, or even low-grade chronic inflammation, or subclinical chronic inflammation, all these fancy terms, but no one does anything about it. Here's an opportunity to do something about it. We only have a couple minutes in the interview. I want to address one other thing and hit it head on. So,
okay.
One of the listeners, and I even passed this along to you, said, you know, I want to buy Relief Factor, but I don't want to sign up for the auto ship. And The way it works is they get the 1995 Quick Start Kit. They sign up for the auto ship, but they can cancel the auto ship right away, right?
Yes, they can.
Okay.
They can.
And we have other sponsors that do this same thing where they ask you, they offer you a special deal. Age Force is one of them. You sign up for the auto ship, but you can easily get off that merry-go-round if they want to. So I just want to put people, I want to assuage any concerns that if you sign up for the 1995 Quick Start Kit, that you're somehow rendered into an ongoing order coming your way. That is not the goal of this, right?
Right. Well, the goal, of course, is to let you try it out.
Right.
And to say, hey, this is working, and so then you just continue to accept the auto ship.
Right.
I mean, that's as a marketing strategy, it's far more effective than having people then have to call back a second time in order to get the product.
Absolutely. No, and look, this is a common approach nowadays for products that work. Initial customer trial puts you at ease, and you go, wow, I really do feel these differences. I really do see these differences. And now it's coming to you. Cause let's face it. If the starter kit works for you, you're not going to go, wow, that was a great period of time where I suppressed and enhanced my inflammatory response, but I don't want to do it anymore. You're going to want to do it for the rest of your life because the rest of your life will be enhanced by managing chronic inflammation. So it's automatically on its way. But I just want those out there who are saying, oh, I want to get it. But I don't want to get on the merry-go-round. It's not a merry-go-round. You can get off very easily. That's it. That's
very
the important
easily.
Thing. There you go.
Yep.
Anything else we want to talk about, Dr. Mixon, as it relates to cognition, dementia, mood, and the Relief Factor product?
Well, I think we pretty well covered it for today. I just like to point out again, you know, we give you enough of the Relief Factor to start at 3 a day for a week, then you go to 2 a day for a week, so it's 35 pills for $19.95. And then our expectation is you're going to love it, and you're going to start wanting to get the 60 packets a month on an ongoing basis from then on.
I can honestly say that I notice a difference. And the differences are in all different areas. Water retention, aches and pains first thing in the morning. You know, I've talked about on the show how I reenact evolution every morning.
Right.
I get out like a caveman, and by the time I get to the bathroom, I'm standing like Homo erectus. I used to shuffle in the morning because the pain was so great in my glutes and hamstrings and in my legs. And I can tell you with unabashed honesty that the past 3 days I've noticed that it's gone. And the only thing I can attribute it to is the fact that I've been taking 3 packets a day of Relief Factor. So that's it.
And I don't expect that you are going to call and stop auto ship, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm absolutely not. I love this product. I really love this product. You know what? There's lots of supplements out there that I can live without. This is a foundational product. This is one of the keepers. Mm-hmm. Everything else can kind of go, come and go. But this is a keeper, and I applaud you for creating this product, Dr. Mixon.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for having me on your show.
I greatly
enjoyed it.
Talk to you next week. Take care.
Bye-bye, sir.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to do a bone broth 101. Everybody's into bone broth, including me, but guess what? Following a cookbook sometimes doesn't render what you are expecting. Well, Diana Carr is our resident bone broth expert, and you'll find out why in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Freakish Muscle Gains, Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium-chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Whey isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's whey isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
You and I, we may look the same, but we are very far apart. There's bullet holes where my compassion used to be, and there is violence in my heart.
Welcome back. You know, there is a real bone broth craze going on right now. In fact, we had Sally Fallon Morell on the show about their new broth book. But you know, is a lot more to it. I mean, what we've learned, Lisa and I have learned, is that just following the directions in a cookbook don't always, well, let's say that you don't always end up with what you expected. And that's why sometimes it takes people from the community to contribute. And Diana Carr is one of those people. How you doing, Diana?
I'm good. Thanks. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show. Okay, so.
Thank you.
You and Elisa and yourself have been communicating on Facebook, and what we discovered was, holy mackerel, Diana knows some things and can save people a lot of time and effort by revealing these things, and we're going to talk about it today. We kind of call this Bone Broth 101 because you've actually done a lot of this and found out what works and what doesn't, right? How long have you been making your own bone broth now?
Oh, probably 2 years now.
Okay.
I mean, paleo, I've been paleo for, I do paleo ancestral type diet, and I'm going on that about 4 years, and really when the bone broth item started popping up in the blogs, that's when I caught on, and I started just incorporating that into my daily diet as well.
So instead of talking about the benefits of bone broth, because people should have established those already and understand why they even want to make bone broth, we're going to go right to the salient information about making bone broth that ends up tasting good, and you can actually consume it as opposed to throwing it out or holding your nose. So let's dispel a couple things. First of all, let's talk about chicken feet. That was one of the things that was talked about on the show with Sally, and it's a major ingredient in the bone broth. But you made some very astute observations that when you started talking about it, I was like, this makes sense. What's the problem with using chicken feet in your bone broth?
Well, you know, I didn't like the chicken feet. I tried to like it. I tried to, you know, get over the fact that it was a foot.
Right.
When I first started looking for feet, I did not know where to get feet. I talked to farmers. They said they cannot sell me feet. It's just against USDA policy. All meat has to be inspected in the state of Iowa. That's where I live.
Right.
So I went to a local Asian market, and
right.
I did find the bones there, but I was very hesitant to buy them just because they come probably from China.
Right.
I did finally, I'm part of a CSA, so it's community supported agriculture.
Sure.
And I asked my farmer, I said, can I have some feet?
Did your farmer look at you like, are you crazy?
Oh, she did. Oh, yeah. She did. She looked at me like I was nuts.
Right.
And she was more than happy to give, she gave them all to me for free.
Right.
So I had probably 20 pounds of chicken feet.
Do they stink?
That I put in my freezer. And I still have them. That was 2 years ago, and I still have them
in
my freezer.
Do they stink?
No, they don't stink.
Okay.
They honestly, they feel like if you've ever touched your like a cat's paw,
mm-hmm.
and you've kind of pressed on that little soft point. I mean, they look like little tiny cat. They feel like cat paws.
Right, right.
Now, I did read when I first started using chicken feet that you need to clip the nails. Since then, I've seen other people not clip the nails. I decided to clip the nails, and it was kind of fun to clip the bird's nails. It was just weird. The foot was so. Just like a foot. So
right.
I mean, just handling it, holding it, it felt like an animal's foot, and I really did enjoy that.
Now, but what about chickens? Are dirty animals, and they walk in their own excrement constantly. And you know, let's face it, all animals walk barefoot, but chickens especially. You know, when you see live chickens on a farm, they usually have stuff encrusted around their feet. I have to believe that the farmer didn't remove that ahead of time for you.
No, he didn't. The feet that I got, I mean, they were pretty clean. I mean, what you can get hosed off, you know, in a quick amount of time. But I did get pretty dirty feet. A lot of the dirt was stuck underneath the skin after they had slaughtered the bird. And even the skin on the foot just was not appealing. And I mean, like I said, I tried to get over the fact that it was a foot, and I'm not grossed out by animal products. So, you know, I thought, what the heck? But even when I cooked with it, after cleaning it as much as I could, there were still some dirt particles on it. It just wasn't exactly what I thought it was going to be.
Well, didn't you also say that it didn't taste good either, right?
It didn't. No, it didn't. And I tried bones from a couple different sources. I got some chicken feet from somebody else. And both of my broths just, they didn't taste right. They tasted, and then maybe it was the way I was producing it. They tasted bitter. It tasted almost... just like dirty, kind of like a dirty taste to it. And I didn't like it.
Now, another thing that was that I, as soon as you said this, I was like, well, that makes sense because I've actually taken a turkey carcass and made turkey soup with it. Turkey soup tastes terrible. I don't like turkey soup.
Yeah, turkey doesn't really work out very well.
Turkey turkey is kind of like caught between waterfowl and chicken. It just has like a greasy, like muted taste that's kind of stuck somewhere in the middle to me. I just don't like turkey broth or turkey soup. So that made sense to me that didn't taste good.
Yeah, I didn't. When at Thanksgiving, I save all the bones and I make the turkey broth, but I'll use it. So when I do get a bitter broth or I get a broth that doesn't taste good, and not all of my batches. Sometimes I make batches that are phenomenal. Sometimes I make batches that are really bad. And those really bad batches, I use them for soups. And you honestly can't even taste the broth. I puree a bunch of broccoli with some garlic, saute up some onions, throw that in there, and it really just does cover up the taste of the broth, but I still get the benefits.
Right, right.
So that's one of the things that I do. I never waste broth. I never dump out a bad batch. I always use it just because I know the benefits of the broth.
This next piece of information is worth listening to the entire show, and that, let's face it, we all want to make bone broth, but who the heck has time to simmer something for 48 hours? And you discovered something that my mother discovered years ago about when she learned about cooking artichokes in a pressure cooker. It's faster, it's more thorough, and everything cooks deeper. So you started using a pressure cooker to make your broth, huh?
I did, and specifically I started using an electric pressure cooker. I have a glass top stove, and I've read you cannot use pressure cookers on glass top stoves.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. You probably could. You're not supposed to use cast iron on glass top stoves, and I do. And I just was scared. I was scared to use a pressure cooker. I remember the days my mom used pressure cookers, and just the sound, the whistling, the steam, it scared me.
And the potential when people cook with pressure cookers, you've seen pressure cookers that have exploded. And they do damage when they explode.
Yeah. Now, I know some of the newer pressure cookers that are out. They're better than the old ones that, our parents had. I was scared. So when I saw an electric pressure cooker, I said, oh my gosh, I have to have that. And it's one of the best investments in the kitchen I've ever made next to my blender.
How fast do you make bone broth now using a pressure cooker compared to just simmering it on the stove?
I usually do 60 minutes. I've read you should do 90 minutes, but I found that my broth was too bitter when I did 90 minutes.
Mm.
60 minutes in my electric pressure cooker is about what I do. So I can get 4 to 5 batches of bone broth done in one day, which is phenomenal.
Wow, now, that's awesome.
And I don't have to watch it, which is great because the electric pressure cooker does everything itself. I turn it on, I can leave the house, it will cool itself down. When I get back, the pressure's released and strain my broth. Do the next batch, and I'm ready to go. Now, when I say 60 minutes, that is the cooking time. That's not the total time for the pressure to build up and the pressure to release. You're probably talking 2 hours by the time that's all said and done. But cook time, 1 hour.
That's cool. I mean, and I got to believe that. Well, I know that when you cook in a pressure cooker, because of the pressurization, the cooking is done much deeper into whatever it is that you're trying to prepare. In fact, if you cook artichokes in a pressure cooker, you can literally eat them like an apple. You can just pick them up and just bite into them.
Good tip.
Yeah, I mean, my mother discovered that. It was amazing. She started making artichokes in a pressure cooker. We didn't have to pull the leaves off and wring it between your teeth to get the soft. Everything was soft. You just picked it up and you just bit into it and you ate it. It was amazing.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about bone broth made from beef bones and some of the things that you do to prepare the beef bones when making bone broth. We're talking with Diana Carr. She is one of the community here, so we don't have a website to plug, a book, or anything. But many of you may know her from the Perfect Health Diet Facebook page, as well as many of the paleo pages out there. And she is contributing to your life right now. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never thought I'd ever. talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. So Scott Burbank just posted on my Facebook wall, chicken feet? Hell no. That's nasty. I think most people probably feel that way about chicken feet, right?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people do. I tell everybody about them and they're like, oh, I can't do that.
Yeah. Draw the line. I mean, I could eat pig's feet, no problem. I ate them when I was a kid. I told Elisa, well, we could try pig's feet, and she was like, no, I wouldn't eat that. Let's talk about beef for a second, because it seems to me that everybody who makes bone broth seems to gravitate towards beef bones. So which bones make the best bone broth? And you have a couple tricks that you use to prepare the bones.
Yep. So knuckle bones, marrow bones, those really work the best. Any bone with a lot of collagen on it, you can really use any bones. I got a bone from an entire cow. I got the legs, the femurs.
Did you have to cut them to fit them into the pot?
I had to, honestly, when I got these, I don't think the farmer knew what I was going to do with them, and mm-hmm. he gave me the whole leg.
Right.
I had a whole box. I had to, get a hacksaw.
Yeah, I was going to say a hacksaw.
Up in my kitchen. Yeah, yeah. It was ridiculous. I was just cracking up laughing, thinking, oh my gosh, what am I getting into?
Now you know what Jeffrey Dahmer felt like.
Yeah, yeah, but it, you know, it was really interesting to see that entire leg put together and actually just, I mean, I could move the knee and I thought, man, this is a knee. This is amazing. Just think this animal was walking on this leg.
And then when you cut through them, that marrow that's in the center, it's like white cream, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was like pearl. It was it was beautiful, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So with the bones, so I prefer chicken bones. The taste of the broth is so much better, in my opinion. But the hard part is with chicken bones is that you can only get about 2 batches out of your chicken bones before they start, you know, falling apart. Where with beef bones, you can get, you can use your beef bones. I've used them up to 6 times before where I've gotten gelatinous broth.
How do you store the bones in between uses?
I store them in the freezer.
Okay.
I wrap them in freezer paper. If you don't wrap them in freezer paper, you will get the frost.
Yeah.
Or what is it? The freezer burn.
Freezer burn,
and
right.
And your broth will taste bitter if that happens. So I like to wrap my bones in freezer paper with the chicken bones. Every time I cook a chicken, I just throw them in a plastic baggie, and that baggie is wrapped.
That was my next question. So if I bake a chicken or even buy a rotisserie chicken at, say, Trader Joe, wherever, I can save those bones. Just keep gathering them, freeze them, right?
Yep.
Just freeze them.
Just keep gathering them up. But usually you can get a good broth out of two carcasses. 2 to 3 carcasses. And then even if you make pork chops or if you cook a steak, I mean, any bone, just save it. And I mix bones together all the time. I'll mix chicken bones with beef bones, pork bones, and you can just kind of have a melting pot of stock. Chicken bones are the most flavorful.
Okay.
The beef bones, I think that they're so popular is just because they
render so much. You can get so much out of them.
Yeah, you get so much. You get so much out of your beef bones.
But now you have a trick that I love. So you tell the taking the beef bones when they're raw and you roast them in the oven, but what do you do to the bones first?
Yep, you never really want to make bone broth with raw bones. You'll get a really light broth. It will be gelatinous, but it just won't have that good flavor.
Right.
So what you want to do, you either want to roast it with olive oil, or you just put olive oil on it before you roast it, or what my favorite thing to do is use tomato paste. So you just take some tomato paste, rub it all over the bones, stick it in the oven, 400 degrees for 30 minutes, just to draw out that flavor and really caramelize those bones. And that's really going to contribute to the taste of your broth.
Do you know, I worked in an Italian restaurant when I was a kid in Las Vegas. And the chef there, his name was John Ablahani. I'll never forget it. He wasn't Italian. He was Armenian. He used to do that to the bones before he would put them in his tomato sauce. He used to smear them with tomato paste and put them in the oven and roast them off. He would even throw like, sprigs of, spices and stuff in there, and he would just roast it, and then it would scrape everything off. Everything that ran out, everything, scrape it off and put it in the bottom of his pot, add his tomato sauce and his spices, and he would make his meat sauce that way.
You want to get all that good stuff that comes out of the bottom of the pan. And even another trick I do is I'll roast my vegetables as well. I'll put, you know, if I have leftover tomato paste, or if I don't have any, I'll use olive oil.
Right.
And roast those as well, and that really gives a deep flavor to the broth.
So what other, can I take onions and celery and all that and put it in the roasting pan with the bones and roast everything together and then throw that in my broth? Or do you not want to put any of the vegetables in there with it?
No, you can put everything in there if you want. I personally don't, just because I don't have room on my sheet, on my cookie sheet, but you certainly can put everything together on one plate.
How often do you consume bone broth, Diana?
Every day.
Every day. Have you noticed anything as a result of you consuming it every day?
You know, originally I went in to get bone broth because I thought, oh, I just need to do this because it's healthy, and I didn't really have a purpose. I just knew it was healthy for me. But I can honestly say that my skin is so much better. People honestly tell me I look like I'm 25 and I'm 31.
Your hair?
My hair is so much thicker. I stopped using biotin supplements because I didn't find them very useful, but I can say that I was anorexic when I was in college. I lost a lot of weight, and when I did that, I lost a lot of my hair.
Mm-hmm.
And my hair never really grew back until the last couple of years. And I've just been amazed at how thick my hair is getting. Somebody actually told me I had thick hair, and I'm like, I do? I have Thicare. And I thought about it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I do have Thicare. This is really good.
Yeah, the bone broth.
So my skin has been the biggest thing. I just notice a lot with the softness and the moisture. I'm able to retain. I don't get that really dry skin in the winter that I've gotten before.
Yeah, collagen is an amazing thing. It's very, very overlooked and underestimated. Okay, so getting back to preparation of bone broth, chicken seems to taste better, but beef is obviously a good alternative. Stay away from the chicken feed. Get yourself an electric pressure cooker to make the job more efficient and faster. Brown the bones. I'm assuming, what about raw chicken bones? You brown those as well, the same way you do the beef bones?
Yep, if you debone your chicken before you cook it, you'll want to roast those bones first.
Mm-hmm.
But if you cook a whole chicken and it's already cooked, you don't have to roast them because they're already cooked. You just want to make sure your bones are cooked before you add them to your broth.
Now, once the broth is done, it's a clear, right? It's clear. There really shouldn't be anything floating in it once it's strained out and done, right?
Yep. Once you strain everything, it'll be clear. If you don't roast your bones, you will get a cloudy bone. I do have a trick for that, though. If you do end up with a cloudy stock, what you want to do is let your stock cool and then put it in a pan, warm it up, and then put an egg white in there and then let the egg white cook. And what happens is have you ever cooked an egg in water?
It gets all frothy on the top.
Yeah, and it will congeal. So what happens is when it cooks that egg, it's going to draw out all those impurities into the egg white, and then
they get trapped.
You'll end up with a clear broth.
Okay, and so once you have your clear broth and you refrigerate it, typically what will happen is any fat that's still in it will come to the top and end up like a piece of paraffin at the top of the pan.
Mm-hmm.
You want to remove that, right?
Not necessarily. I remove mine just because I like I like the clear broth. When I fast, I like to drink the broth. Not technically fasted, but I just like to have that. I don't really want a lot of calories.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yep, I know some people that do drink the broth. They mix it right in with the broth and they drink it every day. It's part of their breakfast routine.
But I've heard chicken fat typically has a higher degree of the pro-inflammatory components,
yep,
the omega-6s.
That is correct.
Okay.
So with the fat, when you render the bones, the beef bones, you'll find that the fat that floats at the top is rock solid. I mean, it's so solid it's like coconut oil. And if you get bones from an animal that was maybe sick or said a lot of grains, that fat's going to be a lot softer. And the reason you notice that fat's a lot softer is because it has a higher ratio of omega-6 fatty acids. So with chickens, they have a lot more omega-6 in their fat, and chicken fat will be a lot softer. So you really don't want to save that fat. I save the beef fat for cooking. It's rendered tallow. The chicken fat you really don't want to save because it's very unstable at a high cooking temperature,
mm-hmm,
whereas the tallow does very well for cooking. So you even save money there because you have just all the fat you need. You don't have to really buy tallow or cooking oil.
Yeah, I have a jar of tallow. I love this. I love tallow. And it smells like beef. It smells like roasted beef. That's what it smells like. It's so good.
Yeah. I've considered making my own soap, but I'm not that far along yet.
Yeah, out of beef, you know, they used to use beef tallow to make soap. That's right.
Yep, they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is so cool. So here's what I'm going to suggest. Those of you listening to the show, if you have questions for Diana, is it okay if I ask people to email me questions if they have questions for you?
Sure, that's fine.
Email me questions at onair@superhumanradio.com. People should be making bone broth. It's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to want to drink it or eat it, whatever the term is appropriate for something that's a broth. Because if it doesn't taste good and you skeeve it, you're not going to use it. And so these are some really, really easy tips to follow to produce a product that you and your family will enjoy. And then obviously, it doesn't have to be just about bone broth. You could use this as stock to make soup.
Yeah, stock is the biggest thing I use it for. Yep. Stock.
Yeah, don't
and,
forget
you
that.
Know, honestly, the one thing I really love about stock is the bone broth is it's very calming for me. I tend to deal with a lot of anxiety, and I'll just warm up a cup of broth when I'm really anxious, and I drink it every night, and it really helps me sleep. It helps promote down-regulate that norepinephrine, increase your GABA, and I just feel so relaxed when I drink it, and I can just calm down.
I think we're going to make it this weekend. We're going to try a lot of your recommendations, Elisa said, and I'm going out and buying an electric
pressure cooker, probably, if not tomorrow, the day after. And we're going to We're going to follow it. Yeah. And so if you have questions for Diana Carr, send them to onair@superhumanradio.com. We'll get her to answer them for you. Stay with me for a second, Diana. I also want to thank Dan Trink. His book is High Intensity 300. You can get it at superhumanradio.com. And, of course, Dr. Jerry Mixon for the Longevity Medicine Radio episode. And you can learn more about Relief Factor by going to relieffactor.com. Take advantage of their special $19.95 offer. Diana, thanks so much for making time out of your day to come on the air. It's really good.
You're welcome.
Thank you so
it's
much.
An honor.
All right, and we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. See you then.